denounce you, but I think it's wrong. I feel that I have to. Ain't that just the way a good Catholic boy should feel? Obligated. I tilled your fields too long. Like broken wheels I dragged along down the road lines, sowing seeds in whatever grew between us was never cultivated. I felt obligated to cut it down. There was all the glimpse of the dream, and then I woke up screaming from a distance, begging for forgiveness. I may have been the culprit, honey, but now I am the victim, obligated to let you down. I'm fighting in the streets like any high score I can't beat. You eat away at me on my arcade machine. If we weren't competing, the game would be elating. Now it's obligating to get back in. It was all a glimpse of the dream, and then I woke up screaming from a distance, begging for forgiveness. I may have been the culprit, honey, but now I am the victim, obligated to let you down. Obligated to let you. From a distance, begging for forgiveness. I may have been the culprit, honey, but now I am the victim. Obligated to lay you down. It was all a glimpse to the dream, and then I woke up screaming from a distance, begging for forgiveness. I may have been the culprit, honey, but now I am the victim. Obligated to let you down. Obligated to let you down.
That was Obligated from the album Everything Comes True, released by Sam Weber last October. Sam is a singer, songwriter, and producer from North Saanich, BC, as well as a lyricist who compellingly blends the personal and the philosophical. He's also an incredible guitarist who has been profiled in Guitar Player magazine. I spoke with Sam over Skype. Sam, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks so much for having me.
How long have you been making music? When did you first pick up a guitar?
Oh, man. I started playing guitar when I was 12. I'd done piano lessons before that, but I didn't so much take to it. Probably because I couldn't really read music very well. So it took, you know, getting into guitar and kind of having a more tactile experience with it to really kind of get obsessed with it, you know. And then I kind of circled around and learned how to, you know, theory and stuff. But yeah, it took a while.
Do you remember what the very first song or record was that you ever bought for yourself?
Oh, wow. I think it was like, I don't know if, that's a great question. I think it was like an Aerosmith compilation. You know, I've had like a bunch of different, I remember I had like, we had like a Spice Girls cassette that was super awesome. And I would listen to it all the time, but I think I was way younger, like too young to buy things at that point. So I think when I could buy records, it was an Aerosmith greatest hits or something, you know.
You're such an amazing lyricist. How do you approach your songwriting? Do your lyrics tend to inspire your music, or is it more often the other way around?
Oh, geez, I wish I remembered. I haven't like written a song in months. Like, honestly, don't know anymore. It can be either or, you know, like whatever kind of. Sometimes the lyric will come and that'll, and then the music will come shortly after. I think they come together, but the just shortly staggered off one another. Like I'll rarely like compose an entire song musically and then add lyrics, or like write a whole sheet of lyrics and then put music to it. It's often like in conjunction. It's just one of them has to kind of kick it off, you know, or kick off the process.
Have you ever had a song come to you so easily that it almost felt like it fell into your lap like a gift?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like those are usually the best ones, you know. They feel like you're just kind of like transcribing them out of the ether or something. It's pretty special. And the ones that I've liked the most anyway tend to come in like 15 minutes max, you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting. It's exhilarating when it happens.
You released your debut album, Shadows in the Road, in 2014, and your most recent record, Everything Comes True, just a few months ago. How do you feel your sounds evolved with your newer music?
I think like more so than it's interesting because you talk to people that have kind of been paying attention to the music I've been making for a while, and a lot of them like they kind of heard about my music when we put out Shadows on the Road, but are still like still really connect with that music. It's almost like you evolve, and your fans, certain fans do evolve with you, but you almost kind of like find new people along the way. You know what I mean? Like they so not so much as like I don't think like you necessarily are alienating your old fan, the old kind of fans of your music or people that love your music, but I find almost more so than evolving you like the more interesting thing is how like different kind of music that I've made at different parts of my life is speaks to different groups of people or something, you know?
Is there a theme to the songs in this new collection?
It was not something overarching. I mean, there's some themes within the songs and some kind of threads throughout, but nothing kind of like that kind of reaches across the whole collection. I was just trying to write. I mean, I'm always just trying to write and stuff, write things and not be too preachy, but write things that just feel really true to who I am and me. And I think all those songs kind of are like, all the songs kind of are in that universe.
Tell me a little bit about the musicians and producers you worked with to create this record.
Well, it was a pretty long process, and it probably didn't need to be. We did a bunch of stuff in Los Angeles with a bunch of different characters, like so you know they it's all like on the internet and stuff. They're the people that have like played on a lot of music that I really like over the years, and have kind of session guys, you know, down here. And then we did a ton of it back home on the island as well. But yeah, it, you know, I mean, just I love involving. Part of my process has always been touring and recording has always been just like people creating music together, you know, live. And we really reached for that this time, with a few exceptions. But yeah, like I think that's like the humanity in music, and the mistake is maybe going to turn with like all the technology and ability to make music, which is incredible too. It's like the humanity and like synergy between humans is like. In a live context, is like one of the last things I feel like it's going to be emulated in that domain, you know. So it's really fascinating to me because it still seems like magic, you know, when you play with people. I really resonate with that. So that was kind of what we were chasing when we made this one.
That's quite a departure from a previous album that I know you did everything yourself, including your own production. Is this way a way that you would care to do it again?
Absolutely. I think like I'm open to anything, you know, whatever kind of feels right, but I definitely am just so I'm so in love with just playing with people, you know. So I don't know if there'll always be an element to that in the music I make and write, I think.
What can you tell me about the title track, Everything Comes True?
That's probably my favorite that I've written, and it was probably one of the ones that kind of came very fast, you know. And it kind of was just a snapshot of like I wrote that maybe like 3 months before the record we recorded, and it kind of just felt like a summary of my life, like of the past, like of the 2 years prior to that, you know, which is kind of a cool song to get to write, you know, it's almost like notes or like the minutes from a meeting or something. You just kind of get it all summarized in the song. It was pretty efficient, you know, because it was a pretty wild 2 years. So we just kind of, you know, it's cool to get to document. I feel like if anything, you know, I don't expect anything beyond, and with your music, anything beyond just hopefully being able to document my experiences and feelings over the course of my life. So that's kind of what that song is.
First few words, carpet burns, rebellion from the folks. First few steps and arguments, you run away from home. Television, skepticism of the 1%. Tunnel visioned, passion led, indictments of the rest. Surprise diagnosis, had they caught it soon instead. My dad might have kept a little hair upon his head. It comes so quick and heavy that you won't know what to do. Good or bad, everything comes true. Summer days, heavy heat, weekends that don't last, and all those girls you'd love to meet will come and go so fast. Most lovers know to leave you when the weather gets too rough, as summers turn to winters when you think you've had enough. Pessimism and eurism, overwhelming guilt. God imposes sanctions on the people he won't kill, and takes the strength of everyone you've ever looked up to. Good or bad, everything. Our lives are on the road.